It is time for some NHL hockey talk. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Fryers. Preseason finally over. It is time to bring on the regular season, and with that, our seventh annual prediction show.
Yeah, no, it should be good. Season starts tomorrow. You got Chicago and Pittsburgh tomorrow, so Bedard versus Crosby. It should be a good one. We'll get to watch it. I got a game against Swin Flon tomorrow, so catch the highlights when I'm done. But yeah, I'm excited. It's been a long preseason. It's been a long off season.
This is going to be good to have meaningful hockey back.
Both of our teams are
iffy.
Struggled last year. A little bit more expectations, I think, this year, but...
You think so? I don't know. I think my team has less...
I have zero expectations for my team. I'm not doing that this year. I'm just going to watch the games, and whatever happens, happens, and...
Whatever. You'll be flying out your crabby tweets periods in.
Nope.
I don't know. We'll see. Nope. It'll be an interesting
year. New approach this year for me. New approach.
Speaking of your team, did you see your old superstar? Ulioli Ulevi signed in the Swedish Hockey League. Yeah. What do you feel about that?
Nice. Yeah. So they should have. he's a better player than Tkachuk. So I think they made the right decision on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, did you see the Bedard that when Fleury tripped him on the breakaway thing? Why was everybody making a big deal out of that?
Yeah, the play was dead already, though.
I know, but what?
He bobbled the puck. I don't know.
I just don't understand why the media was making a big deal out of that. You know, I did see something today, though, Blake, that was really interesting. The LTIR thing is getting tested this year. It is going to get tested because Matt Murray underwent successful bilateral hip surgery, and they say 6 to 8 months. Do you think that they're going to put him back on the roster in March?
No, he'll be on Robot Island.
Exactly. So it's just going to show you how legit LTIR is.
Well, 6 to 8 months, that's a full season. What do you mean? Well, the hockey season's only 6 months.
Well, no, you got October, November, December, January, February, March. That's six April, months.
April's 6 months, dude.
I know.
6 to 8, that's 8. You're into May and June.
But what if he's healthy? In six. What if he's
Robin
in
Island?
Six?
Robin exactly. Island. They're never not, play again.
They'll never have him play again. I saw the NHL is considering hosting the 2024 draft at the Sphere in Las Vegas. That would be pretty cool to see the draft award show in that type of setting. We'll see if that comes to fruition, but we'll see. Today's show, it's jam-packed. We've got predictions for all four divisions, conference champions, President's Trophy, Stanley Cup winners, and then we go around the league with all kinds of different things that happened today where the Jets land some major signings, Dahlin's contract, Canucks are involved in a minor trade. We'll talk a little bit of expansion and salary cap, a jam-packed edition of the Debate Hockey Podcast. All right, Blake, it is prediction time, and we do this every year. This is our seventh time doing predictions. I believe maybe sixth. I don't think the first year, I don't think we did predictions. I don't think we did. We did postseason predictions.
No, we did, but it wasn't very long.
Well, we didn't start the podcast until like mid-October, so... I think this is our sixth time doing predictions, and... I can say we probably have done good two times each. Probably two. Last year, I thought both of us did fairly good.
Last year, we were pretty much the same.
We were. And I'm interested to see this year if we're the same or if we've got some differences. I got a feeling we're going to get some differences just because when I did this, I actually had a really hard time determining some of these and where they were going to fall because I just think there's so many teams entering this season with so much uncertainty. That it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. So I got a feeling we're going to have a lot more differences tonight. Let's start off right away. And we're going to start in the Atlantic. Blake and I always start in the East. We always have, and that's not changing. So, all right, let's start in the Atlantic. And do you want to go bottom to top or top to bottom?
We can go bottom to top. Sure.
We've never done that. We're going to do that. My eighth.
I got Montreal in eighth.
I got Montreal in eighth, too. Do you see anything that gives you any sign of hope for that team?
I mean, other than they got a decent young core, they still don't have much of a goaltender. So Malton Beau took a kind of a step last year. So they're going to be rocking with him and Jake Allen. Montreal, if you're Montreal, you just look and see if your kids can take another step. Caulfield stays healthy. Maybe he sniffs around 40 goals. Suzuki takes another step. You end up flipping Monahan at the deadline for picks. You flip Matheson at the deadline for picks. You flip Allen at the deadline for picks. And then just, and I like the moves that Ken Hughes has made. He's made a lot of savvy moves. So they've had the most picks the last couple drafts. So, it's time to draft and develop if you're Montreal.
Well, let's see if they start paying off here. Cause it's a young team. A lot of holes.
Well, it's tough. Like you go from being set in net for over a decade, and now you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but
it's kind of been a revolving door the last 2 years.
I would agree with you there, but I think there's a whole hell of a lot more problems than just the net.
For sure, though, but they went from having the most important position solidified, don't have to worry about it for 10 years, and now it's like, oh, shit,
all right,
now what?
You filled your fan club quota for the night.
I'm just saying, it's a fact.
I know. But you know what? He hasn't been part of their roster in 3 years.
Three, yeah.
So it's past.
Yeah.
Number seven, I've got, this one was tough. I think you're going to be surprised where I stand on this because there's some juggling here. I've got Detroit in seventh.
Me too. I got Detroit in seventh as well. Same kind of boat as Montreal. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for Detroit to take that leap and get into a playoff spot, and it just
never
hasn't happened.
But they're a step further, don't you think? But I keep saying that every year, and then it just never.
I like the addition of DeBrincat. I think that would be a good fit for him. They got some kids. They got Lucas Raymond. I like more cider on the back end. Oh. I like Ville Husso and Net. They got some pieces but they do. We'll see what happens.
So how many years is Detroit? Their fan base, we've all said, okay, Yzerman's building in the right direction. He's building in the right direction. But how many more years before they're saying?
Yeah, but they were building in the right direction. Then they went and signed Andrew Kopp to a 6-year deal. Then they went and signed Ben Sherrod to a 4-year deal. And then it's kind of like, okay, what's the plan here?
Well,
I thought you were going to draft and develop, and now you're overpaying Ben Sherrod, who's 33 years old.
Okay, the Sherrod one I would agree with, but the Andrew Kopp one, I'm not. He's an important part. You have to have those guys, though. You have to have some of those. You can't have all young players.
And then you double down 6 years to JT Comp for this year. Then it's like, I don't know.
You have to build some time, though, too, with some guys. I'm not saying that JT Comp is the right guy.
I just don't love the term.
Yeah,
6 years is a long time.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that with you. Who do you have in sixth?
Ottawa.
Oh, really?
Yep. Ottawa's in sixth.
What? Okay. I have them much higher, and that's one of the things that maybe we'd be different. And I'm not. I'm not going to say you're crazy for this because I can see this easily happening. But one of the things I don't understand is what parts of them do you not like? Because me and you have had 100 conversations about the direction that they're going and how you like it. So I'm a little confused on this one, and I can't wait to hear.
But here's the reason why I have them so low. This team is, they're going to be good. That train is super loud. I'm so sorry. Like I'm right beside the train track. So you have to bear with me.
Are you in a box next to the
train? Yeah. I might honestly get up and close my window. That might help a little bit. But the reason why I have them so low is because, A, this is the best division in hockey, and it's not even close, right? So they might be up there in points, but, I mean, the bottom line is only four or five can make it. Somebody's got to miss.
This is a tough division.
And I think it's going to be Ottawa. Like, here's the thing. I like Ottawa's core a lot. I like the addition of Korpisalo. I like the addition of Tarasenko. I like those forwards. But they've never done it before. So
I know. I feel like they're going in the right direction. I don't know if this year is the year.
It's just a bunch of kids.
But I have
learned how to win, and they just haven't done it yet.
I have it being this year. I do. Because you know who I have in sixth? I have Buffalo. The team that I want to take a step every year, but just fails to do so. They just fail to do so.
Yeah.
No, am I crazy on that one? Because I went back and forth on that a ton.
I had Ottawa originally fourth, and I flipped it. Okay. In fifth, well, I got the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, geez. We're way different here now. Okay.
I got the Tampa Bay Lightning missing the playoffs.
You have Tampa Bay in fifth. Okay.
Yeah. I just think that Vasilevsky being out two and a half months is going to be too much for them to overcome.
I agree. But this team has so much scoring that I think they overcome it.
They have. Oh, you know how hard it is to win 6-5, 6-4 every night? That's going to take for them to win games.
No.
Jonas Johansson is their starting goalie.
I don't care.
They just signed him out of Sweden. He has little to none NHL experience.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that they have a good, solid defense core.
I understand that, Brad. But there's a huge, huge difference between Jonas Johansson and the Cat. That's just the bottom line. He's missing. Oh, he might miss 30 games. That's almost half a season.
Yeah.
If he has a setback, who knows how his recovery is going to go? That's a hip surgery. That's not ideal for a goalie.
No, it's far from ideal.
I just think it's going to be too much for them to overcome.
You want to know who I have in fifth? Florida. And I have went back and forth on this 100 times. And you know how when a team goes on a run, and they did fall short, but not by much. You're just beaten, bruised. They're going to be without multiple players to start the season.
So why did Spencer Knight get sent down to the AHL?
For games, to get him up to speed.
That's fair.
And I don't think he'll be there long. And I actually think he probably,
He's going to be the starter?
He might. I mean, I don't know that's not going to be a key 1-2 combo in this league. Like, and then decisions are going to have to be made because you can't have both those two signed forever, right?
Right.
But we have to see what happens with where Spencer Knight goes in his recovery and everything, too. That is going to play a factor in this. Florida had a tough, tough road last year. I think Florida's a good hockey team, but I look at this Atlantic, and I think there's six teams in this division that are good hockey teams. I really believe that. I really believe there's six good teams. It was almost a flip of a coin in some aspects, but just because of some injuries, I got them slotted in fifth.
Fourth place and making the playoffs, the Buffalo Sabres.
See, we're flipped on that. I have fourth place. I have Ottawa and making the playoffs.
Yeah, I flipped them. I literally flipped them. I had Buffalo sixth. I flipped them. I think that
I would love to see.
I feel like a full season of Devin Levi and Ukko Pukkalukkonen is going to be good.
Can I ask you a question though before you go on? I just got a quick question on that. I think Devin Levi is a great goaltender, and I think he's going to be a great goaltender. But why are you giving him the respect more than the guy from Sweden that's coming to play on a much better defensive Tampa Bay Lightning team?
because he's played first of all, he's played on North American ice. Way different. It's not even close.
Okay. Well,
it's not the same game.
A lot better goalies come from over there than they are from here.
Okay, sure. Lately, fair.
But lately, the last 20 years, Blake.
I just think that I've always been a huge Devon Levi fan, even when his days from Northeastern. I just love the way he plays. I love the way he battles. He's such an athletic guy. And then you got Ukko Pukkalukkonen, who's a really good goalie as well. So I like Zach Benson's. He's been a stud in the preseason. You got Mittelstadt taking a step. You got Paterka. You got Alex Todd. Like they're loaded up front. Olofsson. They got Owen Power and Dahlin on the back end. There's so much to like about Buffalo. The only knock on Buffalo was they have no goaltending, and now you might have something there for a while.
You might, but it might be unproven too.
Sure. It might take them a while to get used to it, right? You saw Carter Hart struggle coming into the league a little bit, but I don't know. I like Buffalo's team. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
In third, who do you have?
I got Boston.
Okay. I have Tampa Bay in third, and I have Boston in second.
Okay, I got Florida in second.
Okay. I was going to put Boston lower, you know, but...
Yeah, you didn't want to... You took a page out of my book?
No, I'm not screwing up like last year. You hit them out of the playoffs. I hit them in the playoffs, at least. But
yeah,
that team can't get that bad that quick.
No. And they got one of the best tandems in the league, so...
That's right.
Strong. They should be fine. They're going to miss Bergeron and Krejci down the middle for sure, but they should be okay.
We both have Toronto winning the division.
We do, yep.
Is that pain new?
Yep. It's nope. That's just being realistic. They're going to win the division.
Well, they should. They're by far the most loaded, stacked team. I like what they've done a little bit on the. I like what they've done on the back end. They're building a little bit more depth outside back of
Klingberg a little bit, but yeah.
I am worried about their goaltending.
We'll see. Yeah, should be interesting.
You know,
they just waived Martin Jones. I thought that would have been a good backup. You could have allowed Joseph Wall to play a whole season in the minors and
Martin Jones
games under his belt.
Martin Jones played a lot of games. Martin Jones won
35 games last year.
I know.
Like, how does that guy not make the backup?
I don't understand.
What's better, having an established backup goalie or letting a 22-year-old, 23-year-old Joseph Wall back up and play 20 games rather than let him play 60 with the Marlies? That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense.
They won 35 games last year.
I know. And I know you're such a huge Martin Jones fan, but I mean... You're being realistic
He owns the Canucks, so that's tough.
Well, you're being realistic about this, though. Like, he was a solid goaltender last year, and he's been, for the most part, minus a few ups and downs, been a fairly serviceable goaltender throughout his whole career.
Yeah, well, he took the Sharks to the Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good. Like, I don't know. That didn't make sense to me at all.
I agree with you. It didn't make sense to me either. Let's shift gears over on into the Metro. And this is a pretty easier division, I think. Eighth place, I argue with me and prove me I'm wrong.
CBJ.
No, I have different.
CBJ for me. You have Philly?
I got Philly in last. I don't see a way. I don't see a way out there. I don't see a way that they can not. I don't know. I just think there's going to be a lot going on in that franchise this year.
I like CBJ, but I don't know. I don't love their goaltending. There's Leakins up and down the last couple of years. But
they have a lot more offensive power.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. They do.
So you just think
They're also young. They're also really young.
Yes, they are. You like them better than Philly, though, huh?
Yeah. Now,
are you like Philly better than Columbus?
Yeah, marginally. I got Philly in seventh.
I think Columbus is a better hockey team than Philly, but I guess we're arguing about crappy teams, right? I mean,
yeah.
Not a whole lot to say there. In sixth place, I have the Washington Capitals.
Same here. I got Washington sixth. I kind of flipped a couple teams here. Just going to put the Islanders there. I decided to put the Islanders in fifth.
I have the Islanders in fifth also.
We might have this division dead on.
I have Philly in last. So we're
other than the bottom two. Who do you got in fourth?
Well, hang on here. I got a couple things to say about Washington. I worry about Washington and the simple fact that they're just aging out.
Here's the thing, though. We both could be very wrong about this team.
We both could
be. They're getting.
We could be dead wrong.
Nicholas Backstrom back. They're getting Tom Wilson back. They're getting John Carlson back, who missed most of the year last year. TJ Oshie missed most of the year last year.
Is Darcy Kemper the answer?
You know how I feel about Darcy Kemper. Not a huge fan. But could this team make the playoffs? Sure. They could make the playoffs. Sure, yep. They could. They got some talent.
Yep.
But I could also see him finishing sixth.
Yep. And that's where we have him.
Yeah.
We both have the Islanders in fifth. I don't know what to think about this team. And this team, they're also a team that could make the playoffs. They really could.
They're just boring.
But they have such good goaltending.
They got one of the best goalies in the league.
I think they just lull all the fans to sleep to the point where it's kind of like Minnesota.
It's just not exciting.
They're like
Minnesota. Boring style of hockey, but they find a way to figure it out and get it done.
They do, and it pains me every year because I always go to do the Central Division. And I'm like, oh, geez, I got to put these guys up there. And I gave the Islanders way too much credit last year. Much credit, but we'll see. This is also a team like Washington that a couple breaks go their way early in the season, and this team can be a playoff team too. And when you have arguably the best goaltender in the National Hockey League, good things can happen, right?
Yeah.
In fourth, I have the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I have them making a playoffs.
Same here. Wild card spot for me too.
I like what they've done. They found a way to keep their core. But
this is the last hoo-haw for him.
Yeah, but they've figured out a way to inject some youth into it and still get maximum out of their aging core, I guess you'd call it.
Well, as long as you got Malkin, if Malkin can stay healthy and you got Crosby, you still got Letang, now you had Carlson. I don't love Jari. I don't love Jari and Net.
I don't either. Do you think Jari's in Net at the end of the year?
I mean, they just signed to a four-year deal, so I would imagine so.
A lot of goalies get signed to four-year deals, and then Jack Campbell.
Yeah, that was a five-year deal. Yeah.
So here's where it gets interesting. Where do you have in third place?
Rangers.
Okay. I have the Devils in third. I think the Devils are a good hockey team, but oh my God, are they getting so much love that it makes me. I don't know.
They're exciting to watch, dude.
Yeah, but exciting doesn't always win.
They did last year. They won a lot of hockey games last year.
So you're good. You're good with Vitek, Vanacek, and Schmid in net.
Yeah, I like Vanacek. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, I don't know. This team's young. They're exciting, but boy, I don't know. You like their defense, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind their defense.
Okay.
Graves is going to be a big loss. He went to Pittsburgh, but other than that, they should be okay. A full season of Luke Hughes should help them a lot.
I don't know. We'll see. This is going to be interesting.
We both got Carolina in first, obviously. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
You have New Jersey in second then, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, I have Carolina in first. I don't know that they're not the best team in hockey.
No, it might be. It just might be.
I look at that roster. I look at how they played last year. I look at mostly how they've been building over the last 3-4 years. And it's like, it reminds me a little bit, remember when Washington was just like,
lost to Pittsburgh every year. Lost to Pittsburgh in the second round.
Yes, and I feel like this
And they finally got over the hump. This year, like last year, they got swept, but every game, the three of them were in overtime and they're all one goal games. So, easily could have went the other way. Right. So, who knows? I love their team. I love Rod Brendamore as a coach. I like their tandem in that with Anderson and Ranta. So, there's definitely a lot to like on Carolina for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Who do you have in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I have the Carolina Hurricanes and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I have the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. Wow. Slightly scary.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears over.
They got to win eventually, no?
Yes. Let's head on over to the Western Conference, and we'll go to the Central Division. And let's start with the number eight pick, or the number eight team in the Central Division.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a different team.
I was going to put St. Louis down there, but I decided to go with Chicago.
Okay. I'm going to say a team, and you're going to laugh. And you're going to tell me that I'm batshit crazy.
And it's either Nashville or St. Louis. And it's not surprising.
I'll probably think I'm crazy with this because at the end of the year, because this team does like Minnesota does. But yeah, I have Nashville in last.
I don't mind what they did this summer. And they got one of the best goalies in the league, too. So they're just going to keep him in a lot of games.
I know.
I don't think they're that bad. They're not good, but they're not that bad.
I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be one of those years in Nashville. In seventh, I have
St. Louis in seventh.
I have St. Louis in seventh, too. Now, is this a team that's going to make us look dumb?
No.
Don't you think they have the potential to make us look dumb?
They are going to sell at the deadline so much.
Well, they got,
Is Hofer going to take over for Binnington? Is that the play?
Binnington, if they go with Binnington all year, this team's a train wreck. We should have had the horn of your train going by right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can win with him anymore.
We've been saying that for 2 years.
I know, but they keep throwing him out there, and he keeps trying to fight. And I want someone to kick his ass.
Flurry almost went him.
Well, they wouldn't let him.
I know. Arizona, I got sixth.
I have Chicago sixth.
Do you have Arizona in fifth place?
I do. Is that not crazy? But you know what? I like what they've done.
They're not a laughing stock. They're not a laughing stock anymore.
No, they've injected youth. There's a lot to like on that roster.
The fact that they convinced Cooley to come out of a good environment at ASU and come play for them, that should say a lot of the direction that you're going. Off the ice, they're a disaster. Off the ice, they're a disaster. But on the ice, the product that they're putting together, it's not going to be that bad. Like, they brought in Dumba. They brought in Durzi.
What did you say? Cooley is not from Arizona.
Minnesota. Sorry. Gopher. Sorry. Same shit. Sorry.
No, far cry. Good team, bad team. Okay.
Sorry. But, like, you bring in Durzi. For a second-round pick, I like that pickup. You bring in Dumba on a one-year deal. You bring Troy Stetcher. Like, that's a pretty good right-side D.
I love Stetcher.
That Macalini. How do you say this guy's name?
Mattias Maselli.
Maselli. Yeah, he's good. I like him a lot. Cooley. They brought in Kerfoot. I like their
Lawson
team.
Lawson Cross.
That'd be an exciting team.
I got them in fifth place.
I got Nashville in fifth.
Okay.
On to four?
Yeah, on to four. I've got the Winnipeg. Minnesota Wild.
Okay, I got Winnipeg.
You got Winnipeg?
Making a wild card.
And I have Minnesota making the playoffs.
And so you got four and four?
Yep. You have Winnipeg making the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. They're both teams I can't ever get a beat on.
Right.
Last year
I was out on Winnipeg from the start.
I was in seventh. I had them in second.
This year, I thought they just did so good on that Dubois trade.
So did I.
They hit that trade out of the park.
Yes,
they brought in Iafallo. They brought in Velarde. They free up cap space.
And they got rid of a cancer in the room.
Let's talk about that right now. Let's talk about the signings today. So
we can skip ahead.
You know, skip ahead a little bit. So 7 years, 8.5 for Hellebuck and Scheifele. That was the big dark cloud hanging over this team. What are you going to do with your two best players? And they're both unrestricted free agents.
They got both of them to sign, and both of them said that there was doubtful
long sign. Term.
Yep.
The fact that they got props to Chevalier off, props to him, because
I always love him in general. He's a good general manager. Has been since day one.
He's a good general manager, and you lock in.
He stays the course. He stays the course. He has a plan. He executes the plan, and he works through it and doesn't panic when the rough spots hit in a plan.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good.
And both those guys, or especially I know Connor Hellebuck, said he wants to play on a winning team. And he sees a lot of good in this team, and I see a lot of good in this team. And that's why I have Winnipeg in third.
Yeah. I got Minnesota third, but yeah, like I like this getting Scheifele signed. I'm excited right now. I'm in a keeper league right after this pod, and I got first overall pick. So I'm kind of pumped. I'm kind of pumped right now. But getting those two signed, that's huge. I mean, it's big. I got Minnesota third.
And, you know, Minnesota's a team that, you know, who knows? I could never get a beat on that team on where they're going to go. And I know a lot of people doing these predictions have the Pacific having five teams go to the playoffs. But I do think that whoever gets that fourth spot, whether it be Minnesota, Winnipeg, you know, who knows, Nashville, Chicago, I do think that they're going to hold serve there and have a playoff spot. Second, I have Dallas.
Colorado. I got Dallas winning the division.
Okay, I need you to explain something to me. Because, okay, everybody is on the Dallas train this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I think Jake Oettinger is in the top three goalies in the league, so I get that part. But I got a question for you and everybody else that has Dallas, you know, winning the Stanley Cup this year.
No, I didn't say that. I never said that.
So you think a center group of Hintz, Sagan, Johnston, and Faxa?
You're forgetting about Matt Duchene?
He's, you know, your left winger, but yeah, I guess you can.
He's going to be the third line center. Center group, dude. Then you got Pavelski, Ben on your wing. You got Wyatt Johnson on your second line. You're probably going to have Stankoven too. Like, that team's good. That's a good team. That's a deep team.
I have them in second. I believe
that's
you.
A deep team.
They're good.
And they're good on the back end.
I love
and
their
back end. They're big and they're mean and they're physical.
I love their back end. I think their back end might be the best in the National Hockey League.
They're winning the division, I think. I'm serious.
Okay.
I like what they're injecting youth, and you got Oettinger. Yeah, he wasn't great in the playoffs last year, but
I think Jake Oettinger is a great goalie. So you're not going to have to twist my arm on him.
No.
I think he's very, very, very good.
Yeah.
To the Pacific Division, this should be interesting. In eighth,
drum roll, please. Sally Sharks, eighth place.
They may be the worst team in hockey.
Yep. You don't got any argument from me.
I don't know. It's
no
sad.
Argument
it's
at
sad
all.
They're, after they all are, those decades of watching that team be so good.
Yeah. President's Trophy, first round exits. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Tough sledding for those guys. And they kind of botched the Carlson trade. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's... Oh.
It's tough. It's tough sledding for those guys.
In seventh, I have the Anaheim Ducks.
I also have the Anaheim Ducks. So
I feel like they're getting there.
What are you going to do with John Gibson? How long is he going to put up with that shit?
I don't. You know, let me. Here's my thoughts on that. I think it's poor asset management to have him deal with it.
I mean, if it was up to me, I would trade him 2 years ago.
Because if I was a GM, I would look at it and go, okay, I got a guy in his prime here that's going to do me no good when the guys below him
He's rotting.
So why not flip him for some parts that can help you 2 years from road. Now?
Yeah.
2 years from now, yeah. When the rest of your guys are at the level they need to be. Now, I do understand you need to have a decent goalie, and you could go get a decent goalie. I also understand that you have to have some veterans in there, you know, to help these guys along. But they've added that with the freaking goons they got on the back end and Gudis and them. I don't know. I feel like they're this poor asset management to just rot a great goalie.
But that being said, I do love the fact of having McTavish, Zegras, and Leo Carlson down the middle.
So do I.
That excites
me. But how much are you going to love that 3 years from now? You're sure. Really going to love it 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? And then Gibson's going to be out the door.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're doing. So be interesting.
Okay, here's where it gets interesting. Here's where it really gets interesting. In sixth, who do you have?
Seattle.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I think they're going to take a step back. I think if there's a team that's going to take a step back, it's going to be Seattle.
They can't do anything other than that. They
overachieved last
year.
Oh,
my God.
There's no denying that.
Everybody had career years. You had freaking their whole roster had 20 points. You had guys like Tolvanen off waivers scoring 20 goals. You had, I mean, oh, my goodness gracious. Grubauer, do you think he's a good goalie?
I don't mind him, but
his numbers are awful.
Yeah.
His career numbers are not good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's won some big games for him, and Seattle way overachieved last year. They made me look dumb all year. They made me look dumb in the playoffs last year. So I give them credit. I love their coaching staff. I just look at this team, and it's kind of like Calgary was like going into last year. It's like, how do you replicate every player on your team putting up career numbers?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't.
Well, 2 years ago, Calgary was one of the best teams in the league.
Yes, because everybody on the team put up a career number. And then the next year, you can't replicate that.
It's hard to repeat, for sure.
Right? I mean, in fifth, who do you have?
I got the Canucks.
Holy Blake. Do I need to take your temperature?
I'm telling you, I was going to put him in seventh, to be honest.
I have Vancouver in fifth, but I want to preface this with something.
Here's where I'm at.
Just, Blake, let me finish this comment. You might actually like this comment. It might be the only comment this year you've liked of mine. I have them sitting in fifth, but if they finish third, I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised. Here's the deal. I will be less surprised if they finish third than if they finish sixth or seventh.
Here's the thing. The whole season is riding on the backs of Thatcher Demko's health. That's the bottom line. If Thatcher Demko plays 26 games like he did last year, this team might finish eighth.
Very well.
If Thatcher Demko plays 55 to 60 games, there's no reason why they can't be right there.
They won't play him over 60.
That being said, now they got a legit backup that is capable of playing 20 to 25 games.
Do you feel like he's legit?
I'm not saying he's going to play 40.
No.
But he can play 20 to 25. Yep, he's a good backup. He's a proven backup in this league.
So was Halak.
Something they haven't had in a long time.
So was Halak.
They haven't had one since Halak. That's 3 years ago.
I liked Halak, but he didn't do well in Vancouver, though, did he?
It's 3 years ago. That team was also a disaster when he was there.
They were a train wreck. They were a defensive joke.
They improved their defense.
Yeah, they have. I will give you that.
They've improved their penalty killing significantly. Let's talk about the Lafferty addition. I like the addition of Lafferty. He's 6'2". He can kill penalties, and he has speed and size. They added in Teddy Bluger. They bring in Carson Soucy, who's unfortunately out week to week. They bring in Ian Cole, who's a good penalty killer. They went out. they made very disciplined one-year moves in free agency, something we haven't seen a lot from the Canucks, having discipline in July 1st. We haven't seen a lot of that. They attacked their weakness, which was historically bad penalty killing last year. That's the reason why they lost a lot of games, was their penalty kill. And they attacked that, and it's better. It should be better this year.
I think your defense is better with Soucy. I think Ian Cole is a really, really good add. A really good add.
Yeah.
I still shake my head at Tyler Myers. We can pretend he's good. He's not.
No.
Hronek.
Hronek's going to be big.
He really puts up points. He really does. And I think he's going to be really good for you. It'll just be interesting to see how he progresses in a complete season.
Here's the thing. The only thing that I don't love about Vancouver is you still don't have a partner for Quinn Hughes.
Nope.
You still don't have one. You haven't had one since Tanev left for Calgary. So it's been a revolving door. And if the Canucks are down a goal or they're pressing for offense, you can put Hughes and Hronek together. Sure. And you just do a two-man D-man. But I don't love that idea full time. I want them on separate guys because they can drive a pair themselves, right? So I'd rather play Hronek with a guy like Ian Cole. Ian Cole's a stay at home guy. You can allow Hronek to kind of drive the play up front, but the Canucks are going to score goals. Everybody knows the Canucks offense good. They were top 10 offense last year. They're going to have a good power play this year again. It all depends on Thatcher Demko's health. If he stays healthy, he starts 50, 55 games, they should be right there.
You know, I look at this team and, like, outside of Mikheyev, I don't like your bottom six.
Mikheyev's in the top six.
Well, it depends on where he slots. But, yes, I mean, he can be.
You don't like their bottom six?
I'm not a huge fan, no.
It's
not horrible. It's not horrible.
It's Teddy Bluger. It's Lafferty. It's Dakota Joshua. It's DiGiuseppe. It's a lot of hardworking guys.
Yeah, I know, but
might have Hoglander down there as an energy guy. It's not terrible. It's better than it has been in the past.
I know, but your team's been a losing team for a long time.
Oh, I know, almost 10 years. You don't need to tell me. I watch every game.
I think this team is moving in the right direction. I really do. And I'm not. I usually say stuff about Vancouver to bust your chops, but I'm speaking truthfully. I think they're moving in the right direction. I just don't think they're there yet. But your goaltending could push them over the top. And that's why I say I got them in fifth, but if they finish in third, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised.
I got Calgary in fourth, making the playoffs.
You have them making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fourth.
I have Vegas in fourth.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Where do you have Calgary?
Just let me get to that, all right? I have Vegas in fourth. I have no faith in their goaltending whatsoever.
You're the bounce back of the Brandon Wee Kings, Logan Thompson.
Well, I mean, that's all.
Aiden Hill, Stanley Cup champ.
Aiden Hill couldn't get a contract to save his life until four guys went down in Vegas last year, right? There's a couple factors. I think what happens is, this team's going to have a hard time.
They're not going to have a hard time scoring goals.
No. But, you know, I still question Stone's health. I question their goaltending. I question how how you can do this 2 years in a row, right? Do I think they're a bad hockey team? No, not at all. Not at all. And I think it's going to be.
You have them making the playoffs.
I do have them making the playoffs, yes. Okay. I would not. I'm not joking when I say that third through six in the Pacific is going to be within 4 points.
They very well could be. Seriously.
I honestly believe that. I think that is how super tight it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I have
LA third.
You have LA third, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I have Calgary third. And if Calgary finishes sixth, I won't be surprised. If they finish third, I won't be surprised.
Well, if they get goaltending like they did from Markstrom last year, they're finishing seventh.
Maybe.
But I'm counting on Markstrom because it's an odd year. You know, it's an odd year. She's going to be good again.
I honestly, I mean, obviously, I cover the Flames, and I I just honestly don't know what to expect. I really honestly do not know what to expect. This team could come out of the gates, a blaze of fire, and freaking finish in second. I doubt that happens. But I also think they could stumble. Things could snowball, and we could be sixth. I believe the Pacific is that tight, especially third through sixth. I have them in the playoffs. I have them finishing third. We'll see. Now, LA is where I have LA in second. You have them in third.
I have Vegas in second. Okay. LA, you could have flipped those two, honestly. Like, it's close. I love what LA's doing.
Me too.
I don't love the Dubois trade, but they still got a lot of good pieces. I didn't love getting rid of Durzi for a second-round pick either. I thought he was a really good defenseman for them.
I loved him. I would have taken him for a second-round pick in a heartbeat.
So would I. Seriously, he's 25, too.
I'll never forget last year, the first game Calgary played LA. He threw a pizza right up the middle to start the game, and Calgary buried it. And I thought, holy cow. But then I watched him, and I watched him throughout the season. And I liked him more and more and more every single time I watched him play.
Yeah, that's definitely one that got away for the old Maple Leafs, for sure. He was in the Muzzin trade back in way back when. He just retired today. You saw that?
No, I didn't.
He joined their scouting staff. He retired, so.
That's true.
I got Vegas in second. I got the Oilers winning the division.
I have the Edmonton Oilers winning the division,
This is their time to shine, buddy.
If they don't win the division, something's freaking wrong.
Yep.
Like, that means that Campbell was way worse than we even gave him credit for.
Jack Campbell's going to start against the Canucks tomorrow, or Wednesday. Have you seen him in the preseason? It don't mean much, but
crumple that shit
up. A guy like that that had a bad year, having a strong preseason, that gives you confidence because he didn't have much of it last year at all.
He didn't.
Had none.
He didn't. He looked. It was
of his show himself.
Was it not uncomfortable watching him at times?
It was like even though he made saves, it was like, dude, like what, this guy's not even in position.
No. It was uncomfortable.
So seeing him like in the preseason, I was like, okay, like he's looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I think so too, but I still think he's going to be a problem for them this year. But I do think this team is just so uber talented that they're going to score their way out of so much garbage. Or they're similar to Toronto, but they're more high powered than Toronto. It'll be interesting to watch them this year. They're going to be a fun team to watch. Western Conference, who do you have in the conference finals?
Edmonton and Colorado.
I have Edmonton and Colorado. Who do you have winning?
I have the Edmonton Oilers going to the Stanley Cup final.
I have the Edmonton Oilers going to the Stanley Cup. Don't tell me you're a winner yet. Who do you have coming from the East?
Carolina.
God, Blake. I have Carolina and Edmonton.
Second year in a row.
And
I have Edmonton winning in seven games.
You have Edmonton winning. Yeah. I have Carolina winning.
History is not going to repeat itself.
Who do you have the President's Trophy?
Oilers.
I have Carolina. Interesting. We're similar, but different in a few. But similar again in a lot of them. But that is the predictions for the year. Let's go around the league. Well, Blake, we can fast forward through a few things. We talked about the Hellebuck-Shifley signing. We talked about the Vancouver trade, Sam Lafferty for a fifth-round pick to Toronto. Today, Rasmus Dahlin extended 8 years.
Okay, we got to talk about
11 million.
Can I have the floor, please?
Fire away.
8 years. $88 million. Okay. He had a career year last year. He had career high in goals, career high in points, career high in power play points, career high in shots on goal, and he finished eighth in the Norris voting. That doesn't make him the second highest player in the league, defenseman in the league. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
I got
to tell me this guy's worth 11 sheets a year?
I feel like the general manager and the agent went out for supper. and the general
loaded at the bar, and they're just like, wait, you said
we love them.
68. No, you said 88 mil.
We love them. What do you think? Let's do it. And they signed them.
Too many whiskeys and cokes, boys. Holy smokes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I saw that today, and I took a double. My eyes aren't real good reading close up now. I don't know if that's going to happen to you when you hit your sometime in your mid 40s. And I was looking at my phone, and I didn't have my reading glasses on. I looked at it, and I'm like, what the hell is that number? Because it looked like too long. You know, I was like, what? So I put my glasses on, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh,
that's a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money. Listen, I've always said lock up your young players as long as you can, but at a reasonable price here. Come on. How good does that Jake Sanderson contract look right now?
It makes it look like a value.
Oh, my God.
And we kind of like, we took a double take on that
one. Dorian's got to be doing cartwheels right now.
Well, it makes him look a little bit less stupid because I thought that was a little hefty in the shorts.
Yeah.
Board of Governors met this week. I want to touch on this just quickly. Future expansion was talked about, which blows my mind. Four cities named: Atlanta, Houston, Salt Lake, Quebec City.
Stroke Quebec City off the list. That's not happening. So you're just Salt Lake, or do you go third time's a charm in Atlanta?
No. You know what my vote is? No on all of them. 32 teams is plenty.
No. You're wrong, because you just said in your crazy predictions that Arizona is going to be relocated. So where are they going, Brad?
Yes, that keeps it at 32 teams.
Yeah, I know. Where is it going? Oh, no, you said expansion.
Expansion is wrong.
Okay, you need two teams then. Because you would have to go 34.
Well, yeah.
It'd be 16 and 16? Well,
if Arizona moves, you subtract a team, right? If they move... We still have the same number.
Keep it at 32. Keep it at 32.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I was talking about relocate. Where are they relocating to then?
They'd probably end up relocating to Quebec City, or because they have to go somewhere that has a place ready to roll. Like,
yeah.
But I don't think expansion makes any sense at all. 32 is good. And then 32 is good. Sounds like the salary cap will jump up to approximately 87 to 88 million for the 24-25 season. I don't know.
We'll see. That is good news. That's what, 6 mil?
That's
the second line forward, buddy.
Yeah, some of these teams need to go up about 16 mil. So. Yeah. All right, time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
I fired three questions at Blake last week. It's his turn this week. Fire away.
What is a player or storyline that you're looking forward to this season?
I am very, very excited to see. We talked about it a minute ago. I'm excited to see how Jack Campbell does, because I think the spotlight's really on him. I'm also very excited to see what a young Ottawa team can do.
You know what I'm excited to see? This rookie class is going to be fantastic to watch. Fantilli, like, it's Bedard. You're going to have Luke Hughes. It's going to be Devin Levi.
Logan Cooley.
Like, it's going to be one of the best.
Matthew Coronato. I can say that now. Coronato.
There you go. He made the team. What is Devin Levi's ceiling?
Not as high as you think it is. I think people are getting way too far ahead of themselves, and it often happens on highly touted goalies. It's happening in Calgary with Dustin Wolf. Like, they're good goalies. They've excelled all the way up, right? But goalies are such a different breed, and it is so hard to predict how it correlates from next step to next step. I think they are the hardest to recruit to draft. I think goaltending is just a science that most of us have no idea.
You know what Dustin Wolf's situation reminds me of? Corey Schneider. When he was with the Manitoba Moose in Vancouver, he was overripe for 3 years. He played 3 years because they had Luongo, and they had a bunch of backups behind him, and he was just blocked. But how much do you think it's beneficial for him to be playing in a league where he's the best player in the league? And like, could you not get an asset for Vladar?
Well, you're trying, but you can't give away for nothing.
Yeah, for sure. But
right, it's asset management.
Some value, no?
Well, it's asset management. Yeah. What do you know? They want like a second to fourth, and they're getting offered a fifth to seventh. At that point, yeah. You're giving them away for nothing. So you just you bide your time a little bit. My God, people in Calgary got to chill the hell out. The season hasn't even started.
I'm all for overriping your goalies. Goalies like, don't get good till the 26, so, 27.
You know, I hear these stories all the time, right? And it's like, oh, we need to trade Markstrom.
No,
hear me out.
And, you got a no move clause.
Well, I know that, but people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like people need to understand that what happens if you sell off assets in hopes that Wolf does well, and then Wolf doesn't translate to the National Hockey League, and now you lost your, like, now what?
Yeah.
Like, just don't rush the poor kid. He's freaking 150 pounds. Like, he's, oh my God. Like, this kid's going to be good if he's handled correctly. And I think Calgary is handling him correctly. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. What team is under the most pressure? Or, sorry, what team has the most to prove this season?
The most to prove?
Yeah.
Huh. Calgary.
Think so?
Well, they sucked last year. And they lost how many overtime games? And if they would have just won one more of those, they'd have been in the playoffs. And I'm not saying they'd have went anywhere. I'm just saying they had like career lows in almost all their play. They went the exact opposite they were the year before, right? Yeah, the whole team. I mean, Markstrom was god-awful. Their forwards struggled all year. Cotter was horrendous. Huberto had the biggest drop in points in the history of the National Hockey League. Nothing went their way.
You know who I think? That's a good answer. It's a good answer. I respect that answer. The team with the most pressure, in my opinion.
I didn't say most pressure. Calgary doesn't have the most to prove.
It's, in my opinion, it's Pittsburgh.
No, they don't.
What? What do you mean?
Outside of, most people don't have Pittsburgh being a contender this year. I mean, I don't think you asked around the league, nobody's.
You're at the end of that window. You got something to prove. So, to try to sneak out one more cup.
And I don't disagree with that. But so when do you put Edmonton in that category? I mean, those guys aren't getting any younger.
The Edmonton's, it's already on.
Yeah, it's on in Toronto too.
That, they know that. Yeah. Listen, for the Oilers, it's cup or bust. It's cup or bust.
It's not bust this year. They're not going to change anything. They're going to roll it back next year for sure.
I'm saying it's a failure if you don't at least the cup final.
I agree with you on that.
If you lose in the conference finals against, it's a failure. You got there two of the last 3 years. Yep. Eventually, you got to get there.
Yep. The hump's got to get. So, yep. Got to go over the hump. Same with Carolina. When are we going to say that about Carolina?
That's the same. They're in the same boat as the Oilers.
Yeah.
They've got to the conference final three of the last 5 years.
Just, they're in the same boat, just with not the pressure from the media.
Right. That's fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Listener question comes from Walter McMurray, London, Ontario. Emailed the question to me, which is cool. What player is under the most pressure to prove their value in 23-24?
William Nylander?
I have three good ones.
William Nylander?
To prove his value, he proves it every year.
Okay, but he says he's a $10 million player? Okay, prove it. Prove to me you're a $10 million player.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you there.
Right now they're paying him $6.9. Prove to me you're worth $11 million. You want Austin Matthews money? Prove it.
Well, you know what he's thinking. He's like, oof, Rasmus Dahlin got 11. I need 14.
Well, I'm just saying. But, okay, you think you're worth that much?
Yeah, I agree.
Prove it.
I agree. I'm gonna start it off right away. Jonathan Huberdeau needs to prove his value this year. You know who is another one that definitely needs to prove his value? Is Bo Horvat of the New York Islanders.
Yep. No, I agree with that.
And then I have my third one is Tristan Jarry in Pittsburgh. He needs to be good. This team's on, you said it a minute ago, the last kick at the can. Well, the kick better be good. Slight pressure on Pierre-Luc Dubois, too.
Dubois has a lot of pressure. He just signed an 8-year deal.
Yep. So the pressure's there. Those are the guys, I think, that have to prove their value this year. So, and it starts tomorrow night. The regular season kicks off for the National Hockey League. We are back next Monday night. We can finally, Blake, talk about regular season hockey that's going on. That'll be fun.
Yep. Should be good.
Good games this week. 3 tomorrow night. Wednesday night's a full tilt. All the Canadian teams play, I believe, on Wednesday night. Wednesday night. And then, we'll go full steam ahead after that. And hockey every night. We're going to be up late at night. Better get to bed early tonight because we got some late nights ahead of us. Not quite as late as the playoffs. But, feels good to say that we are talking regular season hockey. We're back next Monday night. Enjoy this week's hockey action. Check us out at debatehockey.com. Every Monday night, it's 9 o'clock, live Central Time. Hockey Talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Hockey fans, that was another great episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with Brad Berut and Blake Friars. Keep it locked on debatehockey.com for podcast updates. Subscribe on all the major podcast players and never miss an episode. Controversial NHL hockey talk every week presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.